everybody, and welcome back to Your Wedding Your Way show. I'm Leanne Webb. I'm your host and your guide through this time of planning weddings, and hopefully I'll be able to help you with some questions you might have. If you want to contact me, please email me at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com or give me a call and let me hear from you. My phone number is 206-339-9339. I'd love to hear if you have a question or a specific need that you want some help with when it comes to planning that wedding. So everybody, did you go over to Destination Flavor and check out the Splenda Flavor coffee blends? They're really, really yummy. And did you check out the special offer they have going? I think you'll be really surprised if you go and see what you can be a part of. And please give me a call back if you try out the Splenda blends and let me know what you like the best. Did you like vanilla, mocha, or what about hazelnut? They're all delicious and they all just transform your coffee or your drinks or even your recipes in special ways. Give it a try and then give me a call. 206-600-4554. 206-600-4554. Splenda flavor blends for coffee. You'll really think they're delicious. Well, now to our topic, an affair to remember, or maybe one you might want to forget about. Well, whether you're talking about a private villa in a country, oceanfront manor, a tropical retreat, a southern plantation, a castle, or a mansion, private weddings at signature locations are becoming the big hit affairs right now. Lots of girls are really looking into it, and lots of girls are going for it. But let's think before we leap, okay? While they may offer privacy and the opportunity for maximum personalization, you can have poolside lounging, ocean breezes, rocks, cliffs, and crags, beautiful scenery, beautiful sounds, smells. All of that is wonderful, and having your wedding at an estate or a retreat might be really wonderful in that you can have a lot of control and it's almost like you're at home. But the privacy that you get costs, and it costs really big. It's more than just rent of a regular location like a hotel or a restaurant. You've also got to include insurance, both property and liability. You've got to include generators. You need them for heaters, for sound systems, lights to light up your dance floor, lights to light up your ceremony and your reception. You might need a water station that can pump out lots of fresh drinking water if you're having a very large party. Then there's the tableware. Not only do you have to rent the tables and the chairs and the couches that you might want for lounging on, or rugs for the ground for decorations, you also have to come up with the linens for the tables. You have to come up with the china, the crystal, the cutlery. You need to have teacups and saucers for coffees. You have to have several different glasses for all the different drinks that might be available. And then there's things like umbrellas if you're having a daytime wedding and there's going to be a lot of sun involved. And then what about the drinks? You might also need to have two or three portable bars so that you can have plenty of opportunity for your guests to be able to get the beverage that they're choosing. Whether you're having an open bar or a soda bar, you still have to have lots of opportunity for your guests to be able to get the drink that they're wanting. Now, with all of that comes a lot of extra cast members that would not be included in what you would call your normal or usual wedding. A usual wedding, you would have the bride and the groom, the parents, the grandparents, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, all the family that you would love and want to so have there to cherish the day with, and your friends that would also be involved. But now you've got to include things like caterers and people who are bringing in the supplies. You need to have the DJ, the photographer, the videographers. You're going to need to have security. This is to protect you on several levels. You need to have security to keep people from crashing your wedding party. Because believe it or not, and it seems really strange to me, but there are some people out there who just think it's so much fun to dress up fancy and show up at somebody else's engagement and make themselves part of the day. Now, how this is fun to people I don't comprehend, but they do it. So you're going to need security to guard against that. You're also going to need security just in case your party goes late into the night and you have the open bar and some of your friends get a little out of hand if they've had a little too much alcohol in them. Then you're going to need somebody there to make sure that the property owners have their land protected against people who might do something destructive. So that's one couple of the reasons that you're going to want security there. So on top of all that, not only do you need security, but now you're going to need valets, people to park the cars, and you're going to have to figure out how many you need according to how many guests you're having, how far away they're going to be having to park the cars, and how long it's going to take to get from the location of parking back to the site, so that you always have people there to keep the cars flowing in and out so it doesn't bottleneck and become a hazard or a hassle for the people in the neighborhood. Because you don't want the police being called out. That scenario kind of reminds me of that funny scene in the movie Father of the Bride, where they have too many cars and they have not enough valets, so they're having to park all these cars on their front lawn that they just spent all this money to get fixed up. And I don't think anybody that would rent you their home would really care to have you parking cars on their grass. So those are some things you need to think about. Now, once you've planned on where you're going to go and the area or the estate that you think you'd like to have your party at, you're going to need to check into some real professional help. First thing is, you're going to want to make sure that you hire yourself a professional wedding coordinator, someone who knows the area, someone who is also really versed in this high line of wedding traffic. There are so many more things that are a part of the mix when it comes to a private affair. Make sure that the person you have can guide you through the right kind of caterers, the right DJ, the right videographers, and someone who can be a real pleasant and wonderful liaison between you and the property owners. Because you really want to make them feel as though they're part of your family or that they're your friends. You don't want them to think that you look at this as just a business association. Because there's a really good chance that if you take the same pride in their property and you make them feel comfortable around you and that you consider them part of the family and that you want them there at your wedding, chances are that when there comes a little push to shove and there's something that's a little iffy as to whether they're going to let you do it, if you've been including them and you've kept them part of things, chances are you're going to get more of what you want than if you were to just treat this as a business, because then they'll just be only going so far because they're not sure how much they can trust you. So keep your owners in and knowing what's happening. Then you need to also look out for the risk that can come, because sometimes there's some really shady people out there who pretend that they are the property owners and actually they might just work for them or just be somebody there to watch their house. And so they take the money that you leave as the deposit while the property owners are gone on vacation, and then they go with your money and you don't have a place to have your pretty wedding. So you need to make sure of all those things. And that's one way a coordinator can help you. And a coordinator can also help you find the professional help in writing the contract that you're going to need. Because you really need to make sure that you have a legal and binding contract, one that will protect you and protect the property owners, so that you can make sure it's spelled out what you're both wishing to gain from this. If you write it down on paper and you have it in the contract, then there's a really good chance that it's going to be a win-win situation, because you'll know what's expected of you and they'll know what's expected of them, and it'll be a lot easier to work through the little bumps and grooves and grinds that will come along the way. Now, if I had one last thing to say to you that I might suggest, is be sure that you have sufficient extra money. You never know what might happen. You need to have a contingency plan, because an act of God might happen and the weather turns bad on you, and then you're going to need to rent tents to cover the wedding ceremony and a tent for the reception, possibly two for the reception. And those tents can run anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 or more. And there are other things that you might need to come up with. So be sure that you have sufficient extra cash. And if you're really pushed for dollars and there's not extra money in your budget, then don't go this direction, because it's not worth it to you to be stressed out over the dollars and to be worried the whole way up to your wedding and worried for a year or so after your wedding while you're trying to pay back the bills. Set yourself a budget, stay within it. And if you can't afford the big elaborate private wedding at somebody's beautiful estate home, there are other places you can go that are just as beautiful and just as quaint, and you can make it special for you. So, keep that all in mind, and if you have any questions or you just really want to throw me an idea of something you think I should cover, please, please, please email me. I would love to hear from you. It's fun hearing from the people who listen, and it makes me just feel a little closer to you. So email me at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com or call me at 206-339-9339. And then come back next week when I can give you some information as to how the Splenda flavor blends worked in my cookies. I'm planning on baking those cookies for the guys in Africa that are there with the armed forces, and I'd love to be able to let you know how the cookies turn out. Now next week I'll only know what my family thinks of them, but in 2 or 3 weeks I'll be able to tell you what the armed forces in Africa think of them. So be sure and check out DestinationFlavor.com and find out what's going on over there. And call me and let me know what you think of the flavor blends. 206-600-4554. Until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed with God's love. See ya!
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.